sometimes on my phone, when I do something, I get coordinates, like second row, fourth column. What is it?
I think if you hold your finger down in one point too long, it tells you where you are on the screen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Basically, it tells you where your app is located on the screen. Yeah, I have that. I've seen
it
too.
Make it actually happen when you want it to happen. There is a way that it actually gives you a location of where you are on the screen without moving somewhere.
Right.
Yep. Right. And if I knew what that was, then it just happens.
It just happens randomly. I've seen it.
Is it true that Windows 8 is now compatible with Magic Jaws?
Officially, Magic still doesn't work with Windows 8. Jaws, yes, Magic, no.
Jaws 15.
I receive Word documents prepared by sighted people, and they have tables in them. And you read it with Jaws say table changes from three columns to two columns.
Yeah.
And I always assume that this is extra notations provided by Jaws. It's not physically in the document. So I have to edit these documents, and I'm copying and using Paste Special because I want to wash out everything strange in that document, get rid of the tables and everything like that. And I recently discovered that now I'm finding where Jaws said table changes from three columns to two, it's actually typed into
the table,
T-A-B-L-E, and you have to scrub it out. I never saw that before.
I've seen that too.
But nobody knows where it's coming from or I have to turn it off or whatever.
I don't know how to take it out.
Tell Jaws not to tell you about that stuff, but is the text still there?
I don't know. You know, I downloaded a book from Bookshare through VoiceDream, and it said voice not available. Like, I could read it with the iOS voice, although it did some odd things, like I was doing continuous read, and all of a sudden pages just started skipping without it reading.
Could you, like, duplicate it? Like, could you close completely out of it and then go back and have it happen?
Yeah.
So it almost sounds like a TTS crash.
But it said no voice available. That particular book.
Crash, I forget about
it. No voice available. Yeah. But the book, the text was still on the screen of the book. I downloaded Hard Choices, the Hillary Clinton book. As I said, it said no voice, because I hit the play and it said no voice available. And I've never seen that on a book before. I went to VoiceDream, I went to Bookshare, I did a search, I found the book. I downloaded it, and I opened it, and it said no voice available.
You downloaded the EPUB version or the HTML?
It doesn't tell you. You just download. Just says it's a Bookshare book.
Did you try another book, or is it just...
Well, I've never had a problem with any other book.
I have a tip of the week.
Oh, good.
For iPhone users.
Yeah?
VoiceOver will copy whatever has last been said by the VoiceOver voice with a three-finger quadruple tap. If you have VoiceOver read a whole big email, and then at the end, you do three fingers and tap four times, boom, 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 it'll say copy to pasteboard, something odd. And then you can paste that anywhere you want. You paste it by using the roller.
Go to edit.
Go to edit. Flip to paste. Double tap.
Has anybody tried on the keypad when there are alternative characters?
Yeah. I mean, I've used it.
You have?
Yeah, because there's sometimes when, like, you have to put in, like, if it's a French word or something, you have to put in the
E-acute
or the E-acute or the C-cedilla.